It is our player spotlight, and Tavares King joins us here in studio. And you had a touchdown catch in Green Bay last year in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do with your first regular season touchdown ball?
I just kept it. I'll probably give it to my daughter, actually, yeah.
That's pretty cool. TK, you guys went from a group that most teams would fear to a group of, who are these guys, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we know you've got some game experience, but how has it been now being one of the guys that have to practice every day on the main routes for Eli Manning?
You know, I embrace it. Myself, Roger, Travis, Ed, we've all embraced that role and have stepped into a tremendous opportunity. Tremendous opportunity. And we want to do well with the opportunity, and we want to help this team with the opportunity. So we attack every day like we've been attacking every day, and that's with a starter mindset. So nothing's really changed. We just kept the main thing the main thing.
Did you guys, and you in particular, was it like this last few weeks a matter of getting on even a deeper level with the quarterback in terms of what he likes, what you like, and how he's going to throw?
Absolutely. That's a big part of what we do on a day in and day out basis is getting consistency with Eli and the quarterbacks, and that's tough to do mid season, but we're working and we're working on it, and we're progressing every day. So,
all right, now you got this weekend. You got the San Francisco 49ers. They got a decent defense, but not a great defense. Is a chance for you guys to put hang some points on them. What role do you figure you're going to have in that?
Man, just the role that I've had all week long or the past few weeks, and just to be where I need to be when they need me to be there. And I think that I'll be able to, get on top of these guys and, hopefully hit them deep a few times.
Now, they like to play a physical coverage. Mm-hmm. And do you guys approach this, you in particular, do you have to look at each side of the football, each cornerback, and say, okay, this guy plays me a certain way and this guy plays me a certain way?
Yeah, you definitely do, and that's what you do during the week. You break down film on those guys. I'll pick a day, and it'll be the right corner. And then mm-hmm. the next day, it'll be the left corner, and I'll break him down, figure out how what he likes to do, what hand he likes to shoot when he jams, things like that. And, I'll have him broken down by Sunday, and whatever side of the ball I'm on, left or right, mm-hmm. It'll be easy for him.
It's like you got it down now. What can we expect this weekend then? If you got all that information, I want to see something. I want to be watching very closely.
Don't get a game plan out.
I ain't going to get a game plan.
Who you circle on the map? Who you got out there?
Don't say it.
I ain't even going to let you know. He trying to let me spill the beans.
Yeah, he wants you to spill the beans.
Tell me something, man. He got a hand checking and everything.
Talk a little bit about their overall defense, though. What they like to do schematically.
Man, they play a lot of one high. It's a one high scheme, similar to some things we've seen before, Seattle and the Chargers. Similar to those defenses, a lot of one high. They're gonna press us outside. Those guys in the box are really good. So we got a test for us, but we got an opportunity to do something great this weekend.
Well, let me ask you this one thing, because adversity can either make you or break you.
Absolutely.
Right? You guys are in a situation now where it's uncharted territory, mm-hmm. How are you guys as a collective?
We're good. Our biggest thing has been staying together. When times are rough, like they are right now, and we have miscues and things of that sort, you got to stay together. You got to keep that camaraderie. You got to keep that tightness, and we've got that. We've got that in our locker room, offensively, special teams, and defensively. We're sticking together.
You were there at 11-5.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same coach, and you guys are all going through it together. When you talk about sticking together, is it an accountability thing? Is it like, is the confidence shaking? Is anyone looking at the next man saying, don't bail on me? Or is it just like, hey, let's rally around? Because this is the same group mm-hmm. in terms of coaching staff that you guys had a lot of success with the year before.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a rally thing. We know what we have here. We know the talent. We know the work we put in on a day in and day out basis. So, obviously it's tough for us, but our leaders and, our old guys have been powerful, positive presences. And, we're just moving forward.
That's the thing that people probably want to know, like when you close the locker room doors, there are guys, you don't have to name names, there are guys standing up. What's the message that the guys, the players themselves, are giving to each other?
Man, just that, like I said, stick together. Just stick together. We're doing the right things. We're working. We're competing on every day. So things will turn around. That's the message. Things will turn around. We just got to stick together and continue to do the right things.
Varsity, we appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck on Sunday.
All right. Thanks so much.